All right, ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
It's been a very long time.
It has.
What, like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's been like 3 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fairness, the holidays took up two of those weeks.
And then prep for the holidays took up the third.
Yeah. And then my computer decided to update the mother of all updates, like mm-hmm. when we actually wanted to do this. So, mm-hmm. so for everybody listening, first off, I want to formally apologize because I feel like it's taken so long to do a podcast, but life gets in the way sometimes, right?
You needed to miss us.
Sometimes you have to dip away a little.
That's it.
To be appreciated.
Not that we're not appreciated by any stretch, but you know what? This was a little bit of like, you know what? We needed to go a little away for a minute just so you could feel it. Just so you could want it.
I want my flowers now.
Right?
Don't give them to me when I'm gone.
We got a long time to go. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Hey, yo.
All jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
it's Monday, January 4th.
Yes, it is.
It's a brand new year.
Mm-hmm.
2021, focused. There's things falling apart outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's
good inside, though, baby. That's
good
all
inside,
that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
It's January 4th, 2021. I hope everybody had a happy, safe holiday season. I hope you enjoyed your Festivus and your Christmas and your Kwanzaa,
mm-hmm.
or Smokey Robinson would like to call it. I hope you enjoyed your Chinooka. Happy Chinooka to everybody.
Yeah. I found out what Boxing Day means. So you know how the day after Christmas is Boxing Day, December 26th.
Yeah, I feel like that's an Irish. It's got like some Irish background to it, because I feel like Irish restaurants and bars always celebrate Boxing Day. Okay. Explain.
It's because. So, and it sucks because it kind of feeds into, like, old school class systems. But when, like, you used to have, like, you know, house help and stuff like that, in Canada, the richer people would get their presents, if they didn't want them, they'd re-gift them. So they'd put them into boxes and re-gift them to the help the next day.
Okay.
So that's why it's called Boxing Day.
Why is it being celebrated at Irish bars and pubs, then?
They just like excuses.
Yeah, they
just need a reason.
Yeah, halfway to Cinco de Mayo.
And you know what? Maybe it has some roots in Ireland. I just always see like CA for Canada on the
halfway to St. Patty's.
Right.
Halfway to the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Every restaurant and bar. They you know, you might be right.
We're now clap free. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Another reason.
Yeah. So. Besides that, so mm-hmm. I hope everybody had a happy holiday season.
Yep.
And we're back. It's 2021. I hope everybody's getting refocused and honing in on what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, like, I felt motivation going into 2021 because I was like, all right, you know what? I was like, last year's like, 2020 is going to be my year. It's like, no.
No.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
This year's going to be my year.
Right.
I feel like everybody feels that way probably like the first week, and then after that it just goes back to normal.
Yeah,
but I'm going to try not to I'm going to try to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. At Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. It's Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me is Bobby at rhanson817. We apologize again for not being able to do a podcast in the last couple of weeks, but in terms of holidays and scheduling conflicts and my computer just deciding to not feel well a couple times, we're here now.
That's all that matters.
Yes. And because we haven't done a podcast in a couple of weeks, I have like so many notes about everything, and I'm just like, it's like, where do you even start? Like where do you even begin?
Chronological order. We'll get through it all. If not, we got two podcasts.
Well, I mean,
don't tell anybody. I might get broken up into two podcasts.
Yeah, right. They'll figure it out.
Right.
Well, the first thing that I thought about, because obviously in the time off, watch a lot of television.
Sure.
just been on that grind. Mm-hmm. Bartending. Ferryman on First, Hoboken, mm-hmm. New Jersey. I've also been doing DoorDash again for a little bit.
You've been dashing?
I'm dashing a little bit.
Okay.
In addition to. Just a little extra, a little
extra. Have you been prancing or were you vixen?
Oh, I was, I was Donner.
It is Diddy Claus. It is Diddy Claus after all.
Yes.
So, okay. I got you. Getting on that secondary grind.
Yeah, you know, just multiple streams of income.
Well, that happens when a bar is only open for an hour and a half.
Well, yeah. You gotta start getting crafty.
All right, guys, come on in. We got a nice pregame going. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, last call.
You can come in and watch the first half of a game, and then you have to leave.
Right.
Like, halftime comes, it's like, all right, close out, because you want to go home and watch the other half, right?
So, right. You have 15 minutes. You have 20. Yeah, I think you have a half an hour for college. Like, you've got to go.
Yes.
2 minute warning, get the tab. Let's get it moving.
Yes. So with all that, I've been made a lot of observations, mm-hmm. just in working behind the bar.
Sure.
Door dashing.
Mm-hmm.
Television.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tackle into all that, but
okay.
I feel like for all those who have never really listened to the podcast before, there are people who are like, yo, where's this podcast? That, like, literally, like, people are starting to, like, yo, man, like, what's good? And I'm like, look, man, I know, like, it's just been crazy. It's holidays. Like, what do you mm-hmm. want us to do? So I appreciate all the people looking out for it.
Absolutely.
And asking. And obviously, my Instagram handle, your Instagram handle is your first initial and your last name and your month and day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is Kevin @KevinKDiddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of times, do people understand why my Instagram handle is Kevin K. Diddy? I feel
probably
like
not.
I mean, because a lot of times it's like, well, you know, like maybe you just like made it up or something like that. Like, here's the thing: the whole K. Diddy, this is story time.
Now. That's decades.
This is, yeah,
legit.
Old school friends
mm-hmm.
know me as, they call me like Diddy. They call me K. Diddy, a play on the Puff Daddy turning his name into P. Diddy that happened probably like in the early 2000s.
You canceled your New Year's Eve party this year.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually what he said. He was like, stop calling me.
COVID.
Yeah. Anyway.
Even though if you go to his Instagram stories, he was partying.
Oh, I mean,
it was just with the fam. And
sure.
His fam is big because now he's got kids that got kids, and mom is grandma, and he's got
sure.
like an entourage.
Mama Diddy, Grandmama Diddy.
Yeah,
sure.
Miss Combs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we'll go into a little story time.
Yes.
A long time ago, there was a. And I feel like for the story, I have to explain it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Descriptive purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice Jewish fella who I used to work with at TGI Fridays.
Yes.
And his name was Pete Z. Sure. I didn't know his last name. I just knew that his initial was Z because there was two Petes that worked there at one point. There's a Pete H and there was a Pete Z.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Pete Z looked at me and he's like, you know what? You're Diddy. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, you're Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're K. Diddy. K. Diddy and the Fridays family. And that one joke snowballed into people referring to me as K. Diddy, Diddy. And then other nicknames started to follow. Because, you know, like, people, look, you can call me Kevin, you can call me Kev. Bobby calls me Diddy all the time. Via text message and message or whatever have you.
It was Ayo Kev.
Ayo Kev for a while. I got Heyo
mm-hmm.
still.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but there's a lot of people that refer to me as Diddy. And then I was just like, you know, when Instagram finally came along and I succumbed to getting Instagram. I'm not Chuck. If Chuck had Instagram, no.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'm going to do this Instagram thing because that seems to be the trend.
Sure.
Because obviously Facebook gotten to that point of it being stale.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. Kevin, first off, obviously, you go for K. Diddy first. It's already taken. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Right.
So you start thinking of all these, like, creative ways of getting an Instagram handle with mm-hmm. that name. And I was like, you know what? Kevin K. Diddy.
Right.
And that became the Instagram handle. And that now is just kind of what I've been rolling with since the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are people, look, call me Kevin, you can call me Kev. People at work, it's like, should I call you Diddy? I was like, you can call me whatever you want. I know there are people that you work with, because, like, obviously, like, I refer to you as Bobby.
Sure.
I feel like friends refer to you as Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Family.
Family refer to you as Bobby. Mm-hmm. And then people that you work with refer to you as Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's so odd to me, though. It shouldn't be, because there are people that call me Kevin and there are people call me Diddy. So I feel like it's the same thing, but I don't know. It's just, I hear people call you Rob.
It's my way of differentiating the two.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like keeping, like, family separate from business, almost.
I got you.
You know?
I got you.
Yep.
It was just, you know, mm-hmm. a little observation.
Sure.
But just in case anybody was ever wondering, Kevin K. Diddy, where'd that come from? Well, now here you go.
Now you know.
Now you know. No one's half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of knowing half about, obviously that's a G.I. Joe reference. Mm-hmm. There's a dope G.I. Joe Destro t-shirt on 80stees.com. And it looks like a painting. It's a painting of Destro on a black t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And that thing looks sweet. And I think it's like $40, but I feel like it's worth every penny. I almost want to know who the artist was that did that. Because mm-hmm. it looks that good.
Okay.
It looks pretty legit. Just on a side note.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so obviously the holidays. How was your holidays?
My holidays was good. My holidays was quick. And it gets quicker every year, and it's... As we get older, it's always going to be quick, I think, at this point. But it's like, you know, months of preparation for 5 minutes of whirlwind and tissue paper. You know. New Year's Eve, obviously, sure. being a little bit different. Quick. Fun. Nice. Great to catch up with you. It was great to see you for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then other than that, it was just take it home, be safe, be chill. You know, whatever. How about you? Because I know things were probably a little bit different for you this year than years past.
I mean, it was nice to be off on New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
and it was also excellent to be off on New Year's Day.
That's
because a lot of times when you work in the service industry, you have to pick mm-hmm. which one do you want. Do you want to party on New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to open the bar or restaurant on New Year's Day?
Right.
You have to, you know, pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll be like, look, I'll tough it out on New Year's Day. I want to go out and party on New Year's
Day. Yeah, but you're Wolverine like that, though. Like, that doesn't bother you. Like, you'd be happy if I show up that day. If that was the case. Like, oh, yeah, you were scheduled to open. I'm like, yeah, I was. You're like, what happened? I'm like, oh, 6:30 in the morning happened, and I was still awake, so.
And then the way that they always do it, they always threaten. It's like, if you don't show up for your job, you're terminated. And, you know, they always have to
scare tactics. Yeah, because there's not three other TGI Fridays down the road.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
My New Year's Eve was obviously hung out with Chuck and Katie and Danielle and Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
And got a little twisted.
Sure.
And a couple.
That's the right way to throw out 2020.
Couple bottles of wine and
sure.
food and
it was a sultry night.
Well, I wanted to switch up. I wanted to have a little vino.
Sure.
Vino crept up on me.
It does.
I pretty much, and I know everybody goes all out. We were talking about this before
mm-hmm.
we started recording. But I was, even after that night, like, I understand that New Year's Eve is that night that you go and you go hard.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, you know, I woke up the next day and I felt pretty good, but I was like, I'm not 22 anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, let me just scale it back. I'm not saying I'm not gonna still have a social drink and a cocktail, whatever like that, mm-hmm. but I'm also in line with all the stuff that I want to do for 2021 and get focused.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times the drink can get in the way, so to speak.
Sure.
So I'm trying to, if I'm gonna have a couple cocktails or drinks, I want to have them after I do all my work. A lot of sure, times I feel like
reward.
A lot of times I feel like I'll have like a sip of something while I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'll get stuff done, but I'm like, you know, let me just see if I can kind of discipline myself a little bit better, and have the treat after work.
And you know what? I learned that a long time ago about myself. If I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have a drink and then I'm gonna go do something or whatever it is, like something productive or whatever, usually the productivity is 50% would have been, you know what I mean? So now I...
For me, if any.
Exactly.
I'm like, ah, I'm just gonna not do anything now.
Before you know, it's like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm not going out now.
That could be more cocktails, you know what I mean, or something like that. So like, Yeah, that's my, I think that's a great way of saying it. That's your reward. Grind, get all your work done, feel good about the work you got done, and then, you know what, enjoy a couple cocktails, kick your feet up and say, you know what, cool, I can turn the productive part of my brain off for a couple minutes and just enjoy enjoying.
Yeah, like right now, I'm normally, sometimes I, because Monday's my day off, mm-hmm. usually I have a little something I'm sipping on. I'm drinking coffee right now.
There it is.
I'm drinking coffee. Keep it a squeaky, you know, mm-hmm. Ariana song.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know that song, right?
Probably. Maybe.
34, 35?
I don't know.
34 plus 35?
Sure.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
The
Oh, the math was the easy part. It was remembering the song was the hard part.
But she has a lot. She's like, I've been drinking coffee and I've been keeping it squeaky and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's talking about, I was like, wow, Ariana Grande, your lyrics have gotten very provocative in the last
She's been memed by the way she eats a blow pop, so, while staring at a man. So, yes, I can understand that maybe she's...
Oh, I missed that.
It was like the, hey, like, I just want someone to look at me the way... You know what I mean? Like,
right.
meme or whatever. But it was definitely overly sexualized, considering she's 13, like, 12.
You know what? She's...
No, I know. She's not. She just looks really, really, really young.
Not to be a full blown creep, but there was a conversation I had. I was like, let me look up how old Ariana Grande actually is. She's 27.
Yeah,
she looks like she's 12.
Again, that's the issue.
She's 27,
or the appeal for some, if that's your thing. But you know, that's the thing. She looks like she's a baby.
But yeah, I'm like, hey, Ariana Grande comes around my way. I'm like, I know shit's legit.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got your proof. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think I read like a... I was watching a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously she's got... You know, she's rich. She's got hella money.
Mm-hmm.
She is, and I wish I could give the credit to the person I read this off of YouTube from.
Mm-hmm.
She might... No, she is. She is on the do not pull out list.
Oh, no, that's entrapment, and I would entrap the fuck out of her. Absolutely. Absolutely.
She is on the do not pull mm-hmm. out list. If the fellas know what I'm talking about. The ladies know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me? I don't pull out of my own damn driveway. You think I'm pulling out of that? Stop. Please. That old-ass couch, guess what? We both don't pull out.
I forgot. I was just like... Just watching YouTube videos, because obviously a lot of time off, so I've just been literally
going down
a rabbit hole.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going down a rabbit hole of fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this video of, it was like a Conan O'Brien video, and he was interviewing Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
And then, like, the best part a lot of times about these videos, if anybody ever goes on YouTube, mm-hmm. just read the comments. Sometimes you'll find gold.
Okay.
You will find gold in the YouTube comments because mm-hmm. the internet's just undefeated.
And not for nothing, they're also bored.
So bored.
What else do you have to do besides make funny
bored,
comments?
Bored.
Sure.
Internet's undefeated. Whatever the excuse is.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that and it was like, she is on the do not pull out list. I was like, that is. Fantastic. And I'm going to use it.
You're like using that. Yeah.
I gave that a thumbs up on whoever's comment that was. I was like, that's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to use that.
Which is also kind of the international symbol now for I'm going to use that.
Yes.
It's almost
hashtag
like
repost.
It's like liking something and then knowing more likely than not it's going to get shared or it's going to get retweeted or whatever.
And there's a chance that somebody else said that first and they just rehashed it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that happens
but
a lot too.
But I saw it from you, so you get the credit.
Yes.
Yep.
But watching a lot of TV and there's a couple of things that I came across.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we were talking about the last time we were doing the podcast, Mandalorian.
Yep.
You finished the Mandalorian?
Yep. Till 2027, when they decide to come back around for it again.
2027?
There's so much shit that they're doing before it.
Yeah. They're pulling the old Star Wars trick. It's like, all right, see you in 3 years.
Yep.
Bye. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but the finale of the Mandalorian mm-hmm. and the whole Grogu storyline. I don't think we're spoiling anything. I feel like it's been 3 weeks. Y'all should have seen it already.
It's 3 weeks and you had a holiday, and you had two holidays.
Right. So I feel like we are not spoiling anything.
No.
But the Mandalorian and the whole, I mean, essentially, I feel like the Grogu storyline is done. I feel like it's done. I mean, I feel like they'll probably try to, I feel like Grogu's so, such a moneymaker.
Right.
They're going to have to bring him back in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if it's going to be through The Mandalorian. Maybe Grogu has his own spinoff show. I don't know. But Grogu,
yeah,
has Luke Skywalker pretty much came and scooped him up and was like, he's going to train with me. Right. He's going to live with me now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a dope scene. That was a dope scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dope scene.
That whole episode.
I'll be honest with you. For a finale, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like, oh wow, this is like it. For me, it seemed very predictable. But it was predictable up until about probably the last 5 minutes, and then I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like an X-Wing just pulled up. I was like, an X-Wing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw a Jedi,
right,
with a green lightsaber.
Yep.
And once you saw that, you already knew. You're like, mm-hmm, oh my god.
I'm like, yo.
That was like my reaction. Like the whole episode was like, all right, they're obviously going to win. They're going to beat this guy, right, whatever like that. I like the whole Darksaber, like Mando's strapped now. He's got all the Beskar. Mm-hmm. He's got the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm.
And he rules all of Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the Jon Snow of Mandalorians.
But he actually can take credit for some of the stuff he did.
This is true.
Right?
And I'm not gonna lie. I started like not crying but tearing up when,
okay,
he took his helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you go with him, and I was like, motherfucker.
You're like this, right?
Like,
All right, Pedro Pascal, you win this round.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm like,
I'm like, why are you doing this to me right now?
Right.
You know, it was just like it was a very touching moment. It was such a good episode.
Yep. Agreed.
And then you obviously waited till the end of the credits. You saw the additional scene,
right?
Here's
the funny thing. I never wait, because that to me was always a Marvel thing. That was never a Star Wars thing.
Owned by Disney now.
Correct. So I watched to the end, and then I remember it was like 3 minutes left, like when I just pushed stop because I thought it, got the credits. I'm like, I wonder if there's anything else. So I fast-forwarded it, and like the way it fast-forwarded, you could kind of see little screenshots here or there. I was like, okay, gotta go back. And then I ended up going back and forth. But because I just saw that there was so much time left on it, was the only reason why I thought to go back there, because there was nothing ever on any of the other episodes.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. But I'm also the type where, like,
it don't matter. You're sitting to the end.
I'll fast forward through the credits.
Okay.
Because I'm always like, just to there's got to be something case. Else. Okay. Like, is there anything else? Anything more?
Fair enough.
And I mean, you understood what happened at the end of The Mandalorian, right? Like with Boba Fett?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For all those who have forgotten Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm,
went back to Tatooine, mm-hmm, went back to Jabba's Palace, killed Bib Fortuna. That's the weird looking dude's name.
I had no idea what the name was. But
yeah. Killed that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the throne. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to do a spinoff of the Book of Boba Fett, which is going to be, that shit's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're gonna have the Mandalorian, because they said they're doing a season three,
but they're separate. So they're doing, I don't think those stories are intertwined, right?
I'm sorry,
I don't think those stories are gonna intertwine at all. They're separate entities.
They could, but okay, in terms of like it's gonna be two separate stories,
right?
Could they have like a crossover at some point?
Right.
Sure,
mm-hmm,
they could. Anything is possible, especially in Star Wars now. I mean, not for nothing, Luke Skywalker was the last fucking episode, mm-hmm, of the fucking Mandalorian.
Yep.
So, they're making it sound like they're going to be separate stories, as they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. They could have some sort of a crossover,
okay,
with the characters or whatever happens.
And that's not coming out to the end of 2021.
That's fine. Because you know why? Because like we talked about before, Disney Plus, they got every Marvel show coming out between, yep, now and the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, HBO Max is available now.
Mm-hmm.
Watched Wonder Woman 84. You didn't like it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know what it is? The DC movies just, they always get the star power, mm-hmm. but it's just,
they don't hit right.
Yeah, it just, mm-hmm. it just doesn't, got everything, but it's like, you're just missing that one, one more thing. And, because I feel like Marvel just, they get characters. Mm-hmm. The characters maybe are not as famous, but the comedic, I think maybe there's more comedy in Marvel could than be. There is in DC.
Could be.
They try to do it in DC, but I feel like Marvel kind of nails it in terms of the comedy and the action. Like, there's a good balance mm-hmm. when Marvel movies. And the characters, the actors that play those characters in movies, they're not, like, super famous yet. Right. Obviously, now they are because mm-hmm. of Marvel. I feel like with DC, they're getting, like, these known actors and actresses to mm-hmm. play these parts. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you got the big name, but, like, the story is like, eh.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Did you watch Birds of Prey? The Harley Quinn standalone?
No.
You're not missing. I liked her characters in the DC movies. Like, obviously, Margot Robbie's a hit, you know what I mean? Right. Like, she's good for all that. And then I watched that movie and I'm like, this is horrible.
I mean, the only reason...
It tried way too hard, in my opinion. And maybe that's what I felt like a little bit in Wonder Woman 84 or whatever it was. I just... It missed for me.
With the Harley Quinn character, I feel like the only reason they even did a couple more of these movies is because she was that good as Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Margot Robbie.
Yes.
I feel like if she wasn't in that movie, there would be no Birds of Prey movie.
No.
She was in the Suicide Squad movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was, like, not bad. The best thing about that movie was the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Or, as you like to point out, the porn parodies.
Yes.
And... and... The soundtrack was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Jared Leto Joker was meh. Will Smith was great in that movie because mm-hmm. it's Will Smith.
Yeah, it takes a lot for him to fuck something up.
Yeah, it's Will Smith mm-hmm. for crying out loud. But yeah, I feel like the DC movies just they missed the mark a little bit, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it is. I don't know if they don't put enough of a comedic aspect to it. And Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian, was in that movie, and he was really good in that movie.
He's fucking everything.
Yeah. Good for him.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
He's getting cheese on his Whopper when he goes to Burger King. Are you kidding me? You get those 2 for 5s, and you pull in the driveway. It's like, you know, would you like to add cheese on it? Like, yes, please.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Get cheese on those
Whoppers. Like, you know that's extra, right? You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's fine. And you know what? Give me buffalo sauce, because I don't even want buffalo sauce, but I know it's 50 cents, and I just can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Actually, the original crispy chicken sandwich and the buffalo sauce, pretty good.
Chicken fries there at Burger King are like hit or miss. I like that.
I could see that. I've only had them once.
I like the idea behind them.
Right.
And I like the sauce that you get. It was like this, like, it's like a mixture of buffalo and ranch sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good.
Yep.
But they're hit or miss.
The fries themselves. Agreed.
But the Whopper is a staple.
Okay.
2 for $5 Whoppers. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese on them. Hell yeah.
So you would take the Whopper over the Big Mac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Big Mac's good.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, honestly, I go double quarter pounder with cheese.
Interesting. Okay.
In my mind, I was like, that's a man sandwich right there.
You know what I think? You know what I think it is?
But, yes.
I heard what you said. I don't tend to get burgers from McDonald's or Burger King if I ever go. I'll get...
Chicken
sandwiches and fries or something like that. Like, if I legit want a burger and I want, like, a fast food burger, quote unquote, I'm going right to Five Guys.
Five Guys is good.
And that's it. Like, I feel like that spoiled me. I feel like that spoiled that. And as a poor college kid or a poor 20 something kid, I lived off of double cheeseburger combo meals that were like $2.99 forever. And I think that just, like, tired my palate out to it.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm not a big burger from their guy. From, like, McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever else. The only chicken nuggets I find acceptable are the spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
The doing the DoorDash thing, like, I've gone to fast food places and literally, like, people order two large fries and chicken nuggets.
And that's $35.
Hey, listen, Wendy's is gonna be alright, okay? It's the small mom and pop places that are getting hosed with that, with those fees.
Yeah, but most of them do their own delivery services now, thankfully. So, yes. You know, if you want to take the extra step, call them directly to make sure, you know, whatever platform they're using, you know, basically, so all the money goes to those small mom and pop places.
Right. Correct.
So
I will say this. And I don't know if you've heard the commercials, because you listen to a lot of talk radio in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I always hear these commercials on, like, ESPN radio or whatever, like, happening.
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Well, 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
I could have a stable of cars ready to donate. They will not get one of them.
My ex-girlfriend used to hate that song. And listen, it's just annoying.
But it's meant to be annoying.
But, like, yeah. But the thing is, like, she would, like, freak the, like, fuck out in the car. Like, to the point where, like, I had to train myself. The minute I heard that little duh click.
Right.
Like, I was like, I hear that first
The first note.
And I'm like, switch.
Right.
It doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's annoying, but whatever. I will tell you this. The commercials that bother me, like, to a passion. Actually, commercials that I do skip.
Okay.
They got these fucking Popeyes commercials, right? They now have, like, updated them. Because, like, they were starting to come off. Sounded really bad on the radio.
You mean the guy who created his own jingle?
Yeah. The fucking black guy singing about how much he loves Popeye's chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get this shit off the fucking radio. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
What type of shit is that?
I was like, only black people eat fried chicken.
Well, Popeyes. I mean, yeah. That would be like Mexican people singing about tacos.
Mm-hmm.
How, I'm like, how is this okay? And then they were like, we have a club version of the Popeye's commercial. And right. I was like, okay, well played there.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who owns Popeyes. Is it Yum Food? I don't know. But I'm like, well played, Popeyes Chicken Corporation. I was like, but they even have TV commercials where the people are eating the chicken. They're singing. They got these dudes singing soulfully about, like, I love Popeyes. No! How is this okay? I'm like, and I watch it. I'm like, This is not okay.
It's like shooting someone on Main Street. It's so blatant and out there. It's like, they would never. Would they? Yeah, I get. They did.
And people are just, like, riding with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, you're aware of what's going on right now.
You know,
right?
What the thing is, though, if you think about it, and you think about the demographic you're looking to target, you got them already.
You don't need us singing and dancing.
Exactly.
The chicken sells itself.
Put the Asian guy in there who's like, you know what? I do want chicken.
Well, they were.
Or someone, you know, like.
Well, what they started doing was, like, before they had the, like, singing and dancing fucking Popeye chicken commercials, they had the ones where people, like, oh, you know, Popeye's has the best chicken sandwich over Chick-fil-A. And they would have this assortment of people, and it would be a reaction video of all these different people. Right. Young, old, black, white, girls, boys, kids, adults. And I was like, okay, dope. That's what you need to do.
Right.
Not Soul Brothers singing about Popeye's chicken. Unnecessary.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was going to say, you're Korean, right?
Correct.
You sing about pho?
What?
Like the... Oh, no, that's Vietnamese. Vietnamese. Excuse me.
What, like bulgogi or kimchi? Like,
are you singing about kimchi?
Like, not like on the podcast, but like maybe sometimes, you know, in the shower to wake myself up,
like,
a little.
Yeah, and I'm like... I'm like, are you singing about, like... I mean, come on.
No, yeah, no.
I'm like, how is this? How
again,
is this okay?
You got me.
Yeah. I've never had pho, thinking about it.
There is a banging place in Cranford that just opened up, Ari Ramen. So if you ever really want to get, like, your, like, big-ass noodle soup on, we'll go there. And, like,
it's not like the other place, the Folklore Taco place, where it's, like...
It actually isn't open anymore, or whatever. I don't know.
Can I tell you, I drove by that place, because I was like, let me see what this... Mm-hmm. Oh, that place. I was like, oh, it's closed already. I was like, yeah, when you have an artisanal name like that, Folklore, whatever have you, and you're selling tacos, like, where it's like, all right, these things don't line up.
Yeah.
You can't, in my mind.
I also feel like, way too many people are just like, fuck you, I'll just go to River and Rail. Or I'll just go to Taco Bell.
There's also a little part of me that I'm curious about the location. Because I feel like sometimes it's like, how good are these tacos going to be in white suburbia? Let me go to the hood. Let me go the hood. Let me go to the back streets.
All right, let me tell you this, and that's an issue, because, and I do not profess to be bilingual by any stretch. I know enough Spanish to get myself punched in the face, and that's just from working in restaurants forever, right? If you go to the hood and you want good ethnic food, Cajun, soul food, Mexican food, Cuban, Puerto Rican, whatever it is, you need somebody there to translate it for you, because more likely than not, you will not get the right thing. And that is, for whatever reason, there was this one Mexican restaurant a couple towns over from me in, I guess you could say, maybe a slightly more economically depressed area of the surrounding neighborhoods. Banging. Fantastic. I had it because someone else got it. Awesome. I tried to order from there. I got like fucking like white rice and like a chopsticks. I'm like, I have no fucking idea what happened, but this is not at all close to what I ordered. And again, that's the only issue I've ever found with it, because you're right. Find the hole in the wall joint. Find that like little ethnic joint that looks like your grandmother, like their grandmother's in there cooking the food, and it's going to be the best stuff you've ever had in your life, probably. But if I can't tell you what I want to eat, how the fuck am I going to get it? Like, you, I feel like a two-year-old child. I need a picture menu.
You need an ambassador. You need an ambassador to accompany you that.
And Google Translate ain't it. I'm like, hi, I want this. And I've done that. And they're like, oh, okay. And in the back, they're all giving me the finger. They're all like, oh, okay. You want El Taco Pastor? I'm like, just give me a fucking burrito. Like,
I mean,
fuck you.
I mean, not for nothing. Like, I understand why doing that. But mm-hmm. I feel like there's also, like, a part. Like, there's a wave going about showing the phone to the person being like, hey, I want this. There's an art to it.
I'm trying.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's an art to it. Because there are some people that are just obnoxious. They're like, yeah. I want this. And uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, you're definitely not getting that now.
Right.
And that, I've seen that happen at the bar.
Sure.
I've seen that happen at the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that relates to some level of customer service industry, you got to be very, there's a delicate tightrope that you have to go on when you show the phone and being like, hey, so, you know, I was going through this and I saw this. I was like, I don't know if I'm saying, you know, like,
Rope. That's it. Oh, yeah. There's always some level of apology before actually being like, and this is like, my last resort.
I really
resort.
Don't want to do this.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I can't adequately tell you what I want, so I'm just going to show it to you. It's like me bringing in a picture of David Hasselhoff to the barbershop and being like, do this.
Well, I mean, they used to have, and a lot of barbershops still have it. I feel like
the Paul Mitchell or Vidal Sassoon hair book or whatever.
Well,
it was.
See, those are the white barbershops. Correct. I'm talking about with the white like the Italian like barber pole outside, mm-hmm. and then you go to like the hood barbershops where it's like you got the young men, you know, you got a kid with a flat top, you got a mm-hmm. kid with braids, and it's like okay. 1 through 25, and not to say 10, you don't really, you usually don't even pick any of those either. You just kind of describe what you want, and they usually just give you something as close to the description
right
as you give them.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to this whole, yeah, we were going back to the food thing. Yeah, you mm-hmm. you go to a place where the food's a little, where the food's really good, but you don't know how to order it properly, you need an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go into Wakanda. You got to get invited in. You need the ambassador to let you in.
I'm thinking. Hey, no one else got in.
Yeah? There's only, yeah.
No, yeah, it sucks. So it's the only way you had outsiders coming into Wakanda, though, if you're going to make this analogy work, is they all got shot or they got their arm chopped off. So, like, which one is it going to have to be for me to go in there and just get, like the carne asada burrito that I want? Because none of that's worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze for either of those things. There's very few things I put in my mouth that are delicious enough worth me getting shot or losing an appendage.
All right, so maybe the analogy doesn't work 100%.
Actually, wait, no. Did Captain America got in there without getting shot or getting chopped off?
There you go. There you go.
But I don't have America's ass, so I don't. We're going down a different rabbit hole.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So I need an ambassador when I go to the Mexican restaurant near my house. Fine.
Yeah. I will tell you another commercial that I've been seeing that drives me absolutely berserk.
Go for it.
It's the BMW commercial where the guy's like at like. at like, it looks like he's at a farmer's market. He finds the dog, mm-hmm. and then he drives halfway across California to bring the dog back to the family. Mm-hmm. That drives me absolutely nuts.
Why?
Because, one, that family didn't appreciate that dog for leaving him halfway across the state of California.
So are you saying then that the family didn't appreciate Kevin McAllister because they flew all the way to Paris without knowing that their son was on the plane?
That's bad parenting.
I agree. I agree.
It's funny for the movie. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they did it twice.
Yeah, and they went to New York.
Twice.
Yeah.
Joey the dog is actually the dog's name, because I was like, let me find out the name of this dog.
Right.
Listen, if I found a cute dog that was all hugged up on me, guess what? Like, oh, Joey?
That's cool. Awesome. I got a puppy. Yeah. I got a puppy
and
now.
I'm changing them tags up, baby. Are right? you kidding me? How dare you leave this beautiful puppy
right
in the middle of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the family left them there on purpose. Maybe they didn't want him back.
His name is Zeus now. He's mine. He came to my house.
He's Zeus, living with me now.
Zeus, you're going to live with me now.
And not only that, like, homeboy drove him. Like, literally, it's not like, oh, wow, look like he drove him, like, 5 minutes down the road. He's going through the mountains. Watch the BMW commercial.
Oh,
he's
I seen through it. The mountains. I know what you're talking about.
You got the moon shining on him and everything like mm-hmm. that. Drives him all the way there.
I guarantee you he didn't even get reimbursed for gas.
Oh, I guarantee you didn't.
Mm-hmm. You like, oh, thank you for finding, like, you know, Joey.
Yeah, in the back of the guy's eyes, like, I was trying to leave this fucking dog there.
Shit. Yeah, right? Like, damn it.
Yeah, right?
You're like, we call him Zeus now, by the way. Here's your dog.
And then on top of that, so he brings the dog back to this family.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the family loves Joey the dog so much. They have a framed picture of Joey the dog holding his leash. And
they should take that with them when they go to the farmer's market, well, so they remember to take Joey the dog with his leash.
And like, homeboy looks like he's about to cry at the end of them.
Right.
The fucking commercial.
But yeah, because you know how much a BMW costs to fill?
I was thinking about the bond that they had in the 6 to 8 hour drive that he did to
Probably. Not for nothing. If you can figure out where this dog lives, then you can figure out this person's phone number. Like, hi, you left your dog at the farmer's market. I just want to let you know that. Oh, okay, thank you. But yeah, you're not getting your dog back. I'm just letting you know you fucked up. His name is Zeus now. Yeah, but we have a picture with him with a leash. I'm like, well, you should have brought that shit to the farmer's market. But you didn't. So now Zeus is living with me.
It's one of those commercials that just has been making its way on television. I see it, and I'm like, it's like, and it's like a, such a cute, like, commercial, but I'm like, you know what, I have a problem with this.
Right.
I'm like, this guy is clearly a good guy, doing the right thing.
He deserves a puppy, too.
He deserves, yeah. That's what I think. He wanted a dog.
Right.
And he thought he had one.
For 6 hours.
And he had to give it back. Irresponsible family.
Yep.
But on top of that, there's another. It's a radio commercial.
Okay.
For Bud Light Seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you hear it.
I might have.
On ESPN. They play it a lot on ESPN radio for Bud Light Seltzer.
Okay.
The guy's like making it sound like he's at like the stadium. You know, back when people used to go to sporting events at stadiums and mm-hmm. arenas, sports arenas, you always have the guy like selling like, you know, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a guy, he's selling like the Bud Light seltzers in the fashion of one of these vendors walking around, and it's just very annoying.
Okay.
And he like throws like two Bud Light seltzers, like, here, catch, and like he like fucks up somebody's car because you hear the car alarm go off and then he walks more. It's one of those commercials you hear it way too often.
Okay.
So it's 1-800 cars for kids.
Gotcha.
You just hear way Bud Light too much. Seltzer. But Bud Light seltzer.
Okay.
You want to know what's funny now? Now that I've seen, have you seen the BMW commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say, I was like, now that I've put it out there in the universe, like the Matrix, now like you're gonna hear this commercial and be like, motherfucker.
I'm just gonna say, I'm like, Zeus could do so much better.
It also. Doesn't help that I'm in the car a lot more, so I start seeing these things and hearing these mm-hmm. things. So all of these, like, you're within your own thoughts.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're just like, oh, I hate this commercial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things that I've noticed too. There's a couple of absolutes in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, And
not just the vodka.
No, not just the vodka.
Okay.
Smirnoff is better.
Absolutely.
Tito's is better.
Absolutely.
I've noticed one thing in doing deliveries again.
Okay.
There's a couple absolutes in this world.
Sure.
You want to call them stereotypes? Okay, sure. We'll call them stereotypes.
Okay.
And I've mentioned some of these before.
Mm-hmm.
White people love pierogies.
Well, yeah, it's an Eastern European staple.
I'm just saying, just in general. Sure. It doesn't matter where they're from, background.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking welcome, by the way. That shit's called dumplings in fucking Asia. You're welcome.
And bananas in other regions.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Black people
mm-hmm.
love lemon pepper. It's another absolute.
I'm assuming Lou Will pretty much smashed that glass, that fire extinguisher glass wall.
Lemon pepper lose, baby.
Right?
Lemon pepper wets.
Mm-hmm. That's a different thing you get at the strip club.
And another absolute that I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Black women do not use turn signals.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, because some, like, you're...
And listen, I have black women in my family from the West Indies, so I feel like maybe it might be an Americanized black woman.
Do they use turn signals, or are they just like, fuck it, I'm ready to die. Like, are you? Like, I'm going.
I don't know if it's from a certain neighborhoods. I don't know. But the one thing that I've noticed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, just everybody that's listening, do yourself a favor. Just, you know, drive. Obviously, be careful. Hands on 2 and 10 if you listen to podcasts. And drive. And then that one time where, like, somebody just, like, makes, like, a random-ass turn with no signal.
You were going to get someone jumped.
Look,
look in that
driver's side window.
That person is gonna
discreetly,
follow.
Mm-hmm. But do it.
Thank you.
And then you'd be like, God damn it, he was right.
It's all funny games when that person makes that random ass fucking turn, that sharp ass turn, follows them just to be like, oh, I didn't get to see who it is. And Kevin said it was gonna be a black woman. I gotta go find this out. And this woman comes out and just beats the ever living shit out of you. Like, literally yokes you out of the car. Like, what are you doing? Like, she didn't do something wrong to start off with. Thank goodness this isn't live with call-ins. You'd be like, yeah, no, I'm doing this right now on Route 22, and so, and blah, 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 and this, that, the next thing, and all of a sudden, fuck.
You want to say that they're stereotypes? I mean, okay, well, you can call them that, but I mean, these are just observations that I've made that I feel like I've seen throughout my life, mm-hmm. being on this planet for 41 years. And I'll give you one more.
Go for it.
At some point or another,
mm-hmm.
light-skinned brothers have to put their hair in cornrows at least once. Why? Next. Why? I don't know. I just feel like light-skinned brothers already got so much going for them already.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they have to do something extreme with their hair. I feel like cornrows is always the go-to for that. Okay. I think of every light-skinned brother I know, and I feel like at one point or another, they've all had cornrows. Whether they've been real ones or fake ones, I don't know. They're up for debate.
You can get cornrow extensions? Or like fake cornrows?
Oh, yeah. Cornrows? Oh, yeah. You could.
Huh. Guess what I'm going to get?
If I ever saw... Don't do it.
No. No.
I say it jokingly because... Because some people might, depending on the circles that you might be around, some people might yell at cultural appropriation.
And that's exactly what. Here's the thing. If I were to ever do that, I would do that literally around you. Because I understand you would not take it in that manner.
Right.
Also, if for something happened, like your building caught on fire and we had to run outside and I still happen to have these silly things in my hair, or lack thereof of hair, just scalp, I guess, at that point.
Sure.
I feel like at that point in time, you would actually be able to say, no, 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 no. Like, I would get that one vouch.
Yes.
And not that you live in the town where that would be coming up. But yes, no. Cultural appropriation would absolutely be a thing, and that's absolutely why I wouldn't do it. Beyond the fact that I would look stupid.
And the latest victim of light-skinned brothers getting cornrows is Steph Curry. basketball phenom.
I feel like he was just Golden State Warrior. I feel like he was just bored during quarantine, though.
Yeah, but he did commercials with him. He did a CarMax commercial. He has his hair in the rose.
Do you think maybe he had to have it for the commercial? It was like, all right, look, we want you to do CarMax. We want you to do a CarMax commercial, but can you? It's almost like the chicken commercial. It's almost like the Popeyes commercial. It was like, but can you actually go out to the audience maybe we don't have yet?
Like, Steph, you're not black enough. Can you, like, you know, like, put rose in your head to make hood it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't use those words, but you know what I mean. No, they probably...
And if they did, he probably got punched in the face for it.
Well, yeah. But, honestly, I believe... I mean, listen, it's still a quarantine. It's still a pandemic.
Sure.
He had to do some of his hair.
Right.
So that's what he did. It's either... You're either shaving it off,
mm-hmm.
or you're doing some sort of hairstyle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what a lot of people ended up doing. And it's funny because there are people that clearly, like, that used to, like, have, like, the shaved, bald head.
Mm-hmm.
They started growing their hair out.
Right.
But, like, and they have hair. But clearly they did the shaved, bald head thing because their hairline's kind of back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of far back. So now mm-hmm. it's, like, they have all this hair. But, like, the hairline's, like, all the way back. So it's, like, it's an interesting look mm-hmm. for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. Because Steph Curry has, like, kind of like a big forehead. He has, like, a big forehead. I have a big forehead, I think. And he, the cornrows almost accentuate a little bit. And I'm like, I'm not crazy about him. And then I watched the first couple of games these Golden State Warriors were having. And he wasn't playing too good. He was playing okay. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't playing that Steph Curry level that I know of.
Right.
So then, probably what, third game in, the rows are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Hair's just flowing. Mm-hmm. He goes on a 5-minute tear of just sinking 3-point shots
mm-hmm.
from his sweet spot on the court. And I'm like, okay,
we saw a good start. You saw what he did yesterday, right?
And now, fast forward, last night, Steph Curry breaking records.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 62 points a game. 62 points against... Listen, this wasn't against, like, the New York Knicks or like, a... I'm trying to think of, like, another team that's kind of, like... Or the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
He scored against the Portland Trailblazers. It's a playoff team.
Yeah. Not for their defense, but yes.
But, you know...
Not for nothing, though. You saw... Him and Dame went back and forth, too. Like, right after the... the bubble ended or whatever. It was like Dame was putting up like logo jumpers. So of course Steph putting up logo jumpers or whatever. There was a little part of me that says if there was a game he was going to go off like that, that was the game he was going to go off like that.
And off he went.
And all yes,
he went fucking Super Saiyan mm-hmm. in that game. I watched that game. I was like, this is incredible. I was at work and this thing was on, and I'm like, wait a minute, what just happened? Whoa. And he was looking. He was looking like the Steph that everybody forgot about. Because everybody forgot. Because the Warriors, they weren't that great last season. Because for obvious reasons. Because KD was out. Steph broke his hand. He had a broken wing.
Mm-hmm.
And Klay was out. So you didn't really see the Golden State Warriors last NBA season. You saw the Santa Cruz Warriors. That's their G League team. Right. And now you're starting to see the Warriors team that everybody was like, oh shit, that's right. I forgot how good they are or how good they can be. You're seeing it again. And it makes me happy because I was like, I knew it was true. I knew it was true. I knew you still had it in you.
Sure.
Don't ever put your hair in that shit again.
Well, remember, too, he only played 5 games last year.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So,
as crazy as it is, like, as many shots as you can put up, yeah, you gotta knock a little ring rust off.
Yeah, he's a little rusty.
You know?
He was rusty. No, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, I'm happy that one for that accomplishment, because that's just amazing. Him and Klay Thompson, Splash Brothers.
Well, you know what one of the first tweets, I guess, I saw was from Klay. He was like, welcome to the club. I was like, that's right, you did get there first.
Yeah. Yeah, you went Super Klay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm happy that the Warriors, I need some happiness in terms of sports
that's it.
Team in my life.
Sure.
And the Warriors were able to give me a little bit of happiness, at least for one night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't even say that because now, The New York Jets, it's a brand new day, right?
Everything I'm seeing today, too, it could be a brand new day. Beyond the obvious.
The New York Jets went for 2 of 14 with the number 2 draft pick, and they could have had number 1, but they decided to win 2 games.
Like bullshit, meaningless, fucking stupid games.
And yeah, you have the cliche, oh, you play to win and all that, and I get all that. Yeah. Nobody plays to lose unless you're the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, we want to get a look at the Jared. I don't even know what his fucking name is.
It was like Nate Smuggler?
Nate Smuggler. Perfect.
I think it was something like that.
You're just smuggling the Giants' playoff chances out.
And that's another story. But mm-hmm. Obviously, Bobby and I are New York Jets fans.
Yes, sir.
So it's been a very rough football season to watch.
Well, you saw that stat, I'm assuming. The Browns have now made the playoffs, ending the longest drought in the NFL.
18 years.
Yeah. Do you know who has the longest drought now?
New York Jets.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The New York Jets, as much as I love the team and admire the team,
mm-hmm.
they're dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're... When you watch a team like that sometimes, it's like... Only the Jets. These crazy scenarios,
mm-hmm.
these things that yep. happen, it's like they're cursed.
Mm-hmm.
People said that they're cursed. All of their best players, for the most part, gone. I mean, you have like people that they draft, you know, from the draft that look like they're going to be great, like the Mekhi Becktons and mm-hmm. Quinn Williams and whatever happened. But I'm talking about, like, you had Jamal Adams. He's going to the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm.
You got Le'Veon Bell. He's going to playoffs too. And it's just, you know who's not going to playoffs?
No, I'm saying if I could think of 53 names off the top of my head, they all play for the New York Jets or did.
And throughout this whole ordeal, the whole thing is like, well, fire the coach. They finally fire the coach.
Mm-hmm.
They waited till the end of the season to do it, but they did it.
From what I read too, that's how they always do it. They don't fire mid-year. The Jets don't. And I don't feel like they missed out on any candidates. I don't feel like there was anybody who came off the board that got signed by someone who let their coach go earlier and was like, oh fuck, that was the guy we wanted. So I guess not the worst thing if that's the continuity that they have, but
whew. with the Jets and the ordeal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a Sam Darnold who originally I was kind of like, yeah, you know, let's give him another shot. Now I'm kind of like, you know what? I want him to be happy. So if I have to break up with Sam Darnold,
yeah.
I think we're going to have to break up with Sam mm-hmm. Darnold. It's like, dude, you're a great guy.
I don't think we can fix him here. That's the problem.
Well, that's the thing.
I think he's still fixable.
There's a girl out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna love all the
mm-hmm.
little quirky things that you do?
Just make sure she does that mono.
Yeah, it's just not gonna be. It's just mm-hmm. not gonna be the New York Jets.
That's fine.
And we hope you're happy.
We're a
fickle... Please don't hate me.
Right? No. It's legitimately not you.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah. It's definitely us. Mm-hmm. Like we have we're gonna go to therapy. We're gonna figure it out. I think it's something to do. Like I think. You know, I hate my mom or something. I don't know.
Sure. Just angry at your parents.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's like preteen angst we never got rid of, and now we're taking into our adulthood and professional life.
Yeah.
Poor Sam Darnold.
Yeah, poor Sam Darnold is a victim.
Oh, he's a casualty. He's a casualty of it. Sure.
So I think moving forward, Sam Darnold will find happiness somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just won't be with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to start fresh.
And there's a couple teams that are in prime position to take to possibly trade for him that I think he would do really well in. San Francisco being one, Indy being one. Fuck, if Philip Rivers and his weird ass arm and bionic sperm can get the Colts to the playoffs, Sam Darnold definitely could have.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just. I'm glad that the Jets season is over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's terrible. It was just It was just such. It was tough to watch.
It was so bad. I didn't even watch.
I watched. I didn't watch every game. Usually, I watch the first half, and then I usually have to go to work.
Right.
Even then, because I don't have an NFL ticket here, so it's like I'm either watching that or.
You don't have Red Zone?
I don't know. Okay. I never really investigated if I have Red Zone. I could have Red Zone. I don't know.
Because because not going to the bar or doing anything else, that's what I watched. I just watched Red Zone every. But then again, I also, you know, I still play fantasy and everything like that. And again, there was no part of me that wanted to sit there and actually key in on watching the Jets game. And I love it. I watched every game for as many, you know, as often as I can. No thanks.
You know what? I think maybe, dare I say it, maybe this year, I think I want to get into fantasy.
Are you?
Well, I feel like it's the next gradual step of trying to be off on Sundays.
Here's, you know what? If this leads you to being off on Sundays, then yes. If you're doing it just because you're bored, there are a lot of nerdy people who take this shit real seriously. And before you know it, you're just going to get into fights with friends. I do it every week, but I also know.
I get in fights with friends now.
Yeah, and but like this
doesn't have anything.
Yeah, but this is like dumb shit you're getting into fights about. Like this is legitimately like, I don't understand why Dalvin Cook couldn't get 2 more yards. This is because you fucking suck and like you haven't paid your mortgage. Like it's just the dumbest shit. Don't get me wrong. If you can take it with all of the grain of salt, it's fun. It's a pain in the dick sometimes. You got to pay attention to stuff or whatever. And being a commissioner of one, it can definitely be a pain in the ass because you're basically babysitting 11 grown-ass people who every now and again just completely forget this, like, minute little responsibility that they have. But other than that, if this is your marijuana into getting off of Sundays, like, this is your little gateway drug to getting off of Sundays, it's fun. And it makes you want to pay attention to all of it.
I know it's fun. And because the thing is, every once in a while, like, I'll talk to people at the bar, and they'll show me, like, their fantasy teams. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Like, I get the whole idea behind it. My whole thing is that it takes, in my mind, it takes a lot of maintenance that I don't have time to maintain I'm working.
Here's the thing, and I will tell you this right now. I won Joe's League this year. I've come in playoffs in Joe's League.
Oh, congratulations. Numerous
times.
What'd you win?
Money and a trophy.
Okay.
So, you know when I paid attention to this? I paid attention to this for about 15 minutes when I took a shit in the morning. Set my lineup, made sure there was no issues with a roster or whatever it was, set it and forget it. And that was about it. Paid attention to it again on Tuesday when waiver wires came out. That was it, for the most part. Set it and forget it.
Okay.
I kind of got to the same point you did, where I'm like, I have so much shit going on in my life at this point in time. This is not something I can make a primary focus. So I'm like, you know what? How can I figure out how to still put the time in, respect the league, respect everyone else I'm playing, not try to tank any games or anything like that. And I would, as long as my lineups, I didn't see any little red questions or red out or red doubtfuls, you were in. As long as I thought you had a good matchup. And I didn't study the shit. I didn't study deep, you know, pass defense versus run defense and shit like that. You kind of figure that out a little bit as you just watch the games in general, but
okay,
you could do it. Even with working on something,
I did it. I did it 1 year, and I just never paid attention to it. And then when I actually did pay attention to it, I beat Tony Manala.
See, my friend. And that's the horrible thing, because that's the fucking nemesis of every single person, like me and Big Joe especially. It's like, all right, who's losing to Tony this week? Because when the Fridays League was going, which got suspended this year just because of COVID and everything else.
Right.
I was in 3 leagues. What the fuck? And so was Big Joe. And so every week we would look at each other, because I would usually be sitting in his man cave, or we'd be at stage house or something like that, and just be like, all right, who the fuck's playing Tony this week? Great, who's going to lose to his fucking ass this week? Or whatever it was. But, yeah, again, it's fun. You know, you do have to pay a little bit of attention. Even if you want, set yourself alerts.
Yeah.
To just check your roster. Again, as long as, put it this way, the only pet peeve that anyone who plays fantasy football has is if you don't set an accurate lineup. And by accurate lineup, I mean, make sure everyone that you have in your starting lineup is active and playing. Then you go into the whole, like, hey, are you fucking, you know, tanking, like, the Eagles in the third, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is. So, just as long as you set an active and accurate lineup, no one cares.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to the Giants fans. I'm sorry you guys got dealt that awful fucking.
I'm not. You didn't fucking deserve to get in the playoffs anyway.
Like, I mean, yeah, but I mean, they pretty much like they towards the end of the season they were coming to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an opportunity to get in.
Mm-hmm.
All they needed mm-hmm. was the Eagles to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles decided to, instead of have their starting quarterback play, pull him
mm-hmm.
and put a guy who essentially, who is he, the fourth string?
Third string quarterback.
Third string quarterback?
It doesn't really make a difference. It may as well be the fourth string quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't know how to play football.
You might
as well have thrown one of us out. No, actually, you know, can't even say that. You probably throw somebody who's never played football before out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the equivalent of what this guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no excuse to why he did it. Well, you know, it's like, oh, we want to give him a shot, this, that, and the other.
There's two rumors I heard floating around. One, like, you know the Jordan meme? Like, the one, it's an old school fucking Jordan poster from, like, his Nike campaigns. It's just him with the fucking mustache and the earring, and it just says, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
But, like, instead of saying, fuck them kids, you just take the kids part out and just say, fuck the Giants.
Yeah, fuck them Giants.
And that's basically Doug Peterson. Fuck the Giants.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you. We hate you that badly. We're not going anywhere, so neither are you. Also, you moved up three spots in the draft. So you went from 9 to 6. I don't know how much that actually makes sense. But to actually say, no, we wanted to give the kid a look, bullshit. Like, that is the fuck the kids meme right there.
You ever watch that video of when Jordan was like, fuck them kids? You ever watch that video? Where it was like him and I want to say it was Kyrie Irving. And all Jordan had to do was, like, miss a shot.
Uh-huh.
It's like a gymnasium full of kids. He was like, all right, yes. If he misses one shot, all these kids get Jordans.
Right.
And Michael Jordan didn't miss one.
He went, like, 10 for 10 from, like, the three-for line or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He missed not one, so none of those kids got sneakers.
Right. They got sneakers, probably.
Well, yeah. Hence, fuck them kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... That would make me really, like, especially, it's like, dude, it's like, you can't just, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, you don't want to throw anybody a bone, but at the same time, you also don't, he deliberately, like, there are a lot of times, like, well, you know, people don't tank, people don't deliberately lose games. He deliberately lost that game. That looked like
a deliberate loss of a game. Yeah. Sure.
And he just kind of was like, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's fucking ballsy.
Yep.
That's ballsy as shit. I was mm-hmm. like, the Giants see you next year.
They'll see him twice.
Yeah,
sure.
Might be a problem.
Hey, go fuck ahead.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think how many Eagles fans I know. I know Eddie, and I think I might know like three Eagles fans. What's that?
You know Rosie.
She is an Eagles fan. All right, so that's two. I feel like I know one more, but I can't think of it on top of my head. But I feel like I know more Giants fans than I know Eagles fans. It's fucked up, Eagles. It's fucked up what y'all did to the Giants. You have to do them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That shit. It's funny, like, because it's not you. But at the same time, like, we're Jets fans. So it's like,
oh, no. Here's the thing, though. This absolutely could have been us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I would have felt the same way if it was my team. We should have won another game then.
Yeah.
To not put it in their position.
I.
And not for nothing. As horrible as it is, and as much as Giants fans are, you know, butthurt about it, and I understand that Washington's in your division and everything like that, even though I don't really think out of the other three teams that's really the true rivalry. I would say that's probably the least team. That's probably the team you have the least amount of rivalry with. Fucking good for Alex Smith. He was supposed to die last year because of his leg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, legit supposed to die. Like, they were I was watching the game a little bit yesterday, and every game that he's played, obviously, you've seen, like, and they talk more about his story and everything else or whatever. Like he has to wear a brace on his calf to keep his leg elevated, because if not, it just drops. And the man's out there playing full, like, good for Alex Smith. You know what I mean in that sense? Like, so, it's shitty, and again, I understand we're Jets fans, so it doesn't mean as much, and if we were... You know, if we were, as Jets fans, if let's just say, you know, the Dolphins did this to us to get and the Bills got into the playoffs, we'd probably be pretty pissed off. As someone who doesn't have that much skin in the game and whatever else at this point, good for Alex Smith. He's gonna get his doors broken in by fucking Tampa Bay, but
Yeah. But, I mean, that's...
Chase Young came out and said, he's like, oh, we want Tom Brady. I'm like, he's going to drop 50 on your ass. And I fucking have no love for Tom Brady, but I'm like, he's going to drop 50 on your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, you,
Ask Joey Bosa how that works. If I get the ball out before you can rush me, you're not allowed to hit me.
That is... Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just going through some, notes on Twitter, just seeing if anything had popped up today, for the most part. Nothing much. Everything seems to... It's just the NFL aftermath and Steph Curry, a.k.a. Chef Curry.
It's Black Monday.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, it's Red Monday. When everyone gets, when all the coaches get fired.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of which, have you watched Black Monday yet? You should watch Black Monday.
What's that? Oh, Black No, I haven't.
Don Cheadle show. Yeah, I tell you, you're gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love it. It's right up your alley. It's right up your alley.
There's so many things I have to watch now.
And I was gonna say in Cobra Kai, because we started watching. I put Bobby up on Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
I watched.
It is I saw even people on Twitter, like, because I didn't really pay attention to it, because I like when people would post about it, because I'm like, I never saw it, never really cared. People were like, yeah, I'm not afraid to say I binge-watched the whole third season, and, like, the day it came out, like...
I did. The best thing that they could have did was release that on January 1st, when everybody's home, hungover.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was just mm-hmm. flopped out on the couch. Yep. I watched the entire season of Cobra Kai 3.
Right.
Fantastic.
Nice, nice.
And can't wait for season 4, because there will be a season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like after season 4, though, it's probably going to be done.
Okay.
I feel like season 4 is going to be it, because I was like, I don't know how much more you can go, because they're really, like, in terms of the story and everything like that, like, yeah, there's some cheesiness to it, but there's a lot of 80s nostalgia to it,
right,
from soundtrack, mm-hmm. from just the characters,
right,
and they go in depth with the movies to a level that I didn't think you could go,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like you can do one more season, then that's probably going to be
okay. And you know, that's better.
Yeah.
Better to leave it where, like, you're like, I'm satisfied, rather than like, oh, this could have ended 2 seasons ago.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't know about people that are in their like mid to late 20s, early 30s,
mm-hmm.
but man, person in their late 30s, early 40s, like sure. us, I'll tell you what, between Boba Fett and Mandalorian
yep.
and the Karate Kid Cobra mm-hmm. Kai shit, are you kidding me?
Adolescent us is having one hell of a year.
I'm like, yo, this is like exactly mm-hmm. like, I'm good.
Yeah, right?
Right? Like, I'm good right mm-hmm. now. It's like all the things, like what more can you ask for? And you know something? I say that, and then you're going to see something pop out, and you're like, oh my God.
They figured it out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
like,
mm-hmm.
I'm good now. I was like, right? I'm good. I mean, yeah, between Cobra Kai and... I got to get a Cobra Kai t-shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want one now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the colors black, yellow, and red. I was like, it's very Street Fighter.
Right.
I want a Cobra Kai shirt. Add it to the arsenal. Repertoire,
right.
You know? But I... Yeah, between that, I just watched that. And then just... Like I was saying, just doing the grind, the work.
Mm-hmm.
Doing deliveries, doing bartending. I convinced this woman not to get a drink at the bar the other day because she did that thing... Where, I don't know if you remember, obviously, you waiting tables or serving.
Sure.
Guys, I'm going to give you a little word of advice.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, have an open mind when you go out to the bar and you want to have drinks and cocktails or whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make, like, a dookie face when you ask how something is,
mm-hmm.
and you ask the bartender, is it good? And even if the bartender tells you it is good,
mm-hmm.
you've already made a judgment by the face that you make.
Right. So don't have it.
So don't have it. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. This woman came in. And there's a cocktail we have on our menu. It's called the Bee's Knees.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hendrick's gin.
Okay.
Cucumber, elderflower-infused gin. It's very mm-hmm. tasty. For people who don't normally like gin, this is like the gin for people who don't like gin.
It's not Tanqueray. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit of fresh lemon juice and honey.
Sure.
Shake it over ice, strain it in a chilled martini glass. It's good. It's tasty.
Okay.
It's like an adult lemonade kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman was like, how's the Bee's Knees? And she like made like her face, like she crunched up her face.
It's
like, how is it? Is it good? And I'm like, it's delicious. And she was like, but the gin isn't too overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about the honey? I was like, honestly, all the elements of the cocktail pretty much balance each other out, from the cucumber, elderflower, and the lemon juice. It's like, it's not too tart, blah, blah. I couldn't explain this thing more to the point of selling it to her.
Right.
And she still was like on the fence about it. She was like, I don't know, should I get that or a gin and tonic? I was like, why don't you get a gin and tonic? Her face looked like I probably like kicked the chair from under her. She was so shocked that I said that.
Wait. So this was the choices were that drink or gin and tonic.
Yes.
You fucking get the specialty drink. You don't, like, if you're not opposed to gin, I can understand if you're not a gin drinker, but you're like, oh, I like honey, and like, maybe this would be something new and different and whatever else. You could say, you know what, I don't want it. Because, like, for me, specifically, I don't like gin. I don't like elderflower. I don't like juniper. I don't like, I don't like pine cones. That's what I get when I have gin. Hendrix, you're right, is something that is, eh. If you're getting a gin and tonic, which, bleh, or something else. Well, like, tonic is gross too. Like,
oh, you're not a fan of quinine?
No, yeah, it's awesome as, like, and I said this as a smoker. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome as fucking cancer is. Like, no thanks. Like, I'll stick with my soda water and my Tito's and my house because people suck, apparently. Like, the fuck would you?
She was so shocked and almost like appalled that I was like, well, why don't you just get a gin and tonic then? It might have been the way I said it. It might have just been like, no, I don't know. It might have been. And she was just like, really? I was like, yeah. And then like her friends were like, yeah, just keep it simple. I was like, yeah. Cause, and then I went back behind the bar, made her a gin and tonic. Here you go. I think she got it with Hendrix gin.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Hendrix gin and tonic. I was like, yeah, here. I was like, here you go.
Hope you know what the worst part is? Like, under your breath, you could probably be like, you're going to have this anyway. So if anything else, I'm just shortening the liquor cost.
Well, I mean, that was part of my thinking too. Cause I was like, I didn't even tell another bartender. I was like, this person is asking me 50 million questions about this drink that even though I sell it to her, she's going to send it back.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to end up making her a gin and tonic anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this today.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just giving you what you... I'm like, we're not doing this song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this is going to end. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. We're going straight line, baby.
Right.
Gin and tonic. Here you go.
Enjoy. And the one thing you were worried was going to be overpowering is the main alcoholic component you got in the other drink with one less other ingredient. Good for you. Like, you're a moron.
But it's just, it. That was like, I was like, nope, not doing this. Not doing this today. And yeah, and that's pretty much. So kids, what we've learned is that.
Don't be a fucking moron and go to the bar.
Well, you can't prevent that. But the thing is, the bartender, whoever is taking care of you, has to kind of like be the tour guide and just kind of guide them and be like, all right, look, like try this. Like give this a shot. Like there are times where I'm like, look, taste this, tell me if you like it.
Right.
Sounds awkward, but try it, see if you like it. If you don't, then, you know, I'll give you something else. But I'm not going to make you a full beverage.
Mm-mm.
For you to then send it back.
Nope.
We're not doing that.
If anything else, you get the second, you get the backup drink first, and if I have to make that drink, you can get a little of the overpour there. Here, try in case you want it for your second drink.
So, yeah, I'm just like, no, we weren't doing that.
Mm-mm. I don't fucking blame you.
Oh, and by the way, on the sneak tip.
Yes.
Because I'm like, where am I going to watch all these, going back to sports for a second.
Sure.
Where am I going to watch all these Golden State Warrior games? Because, you know, they play in the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two games might be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are not going to be local market. So,
right.
Obviously, you can go the route, and I'm not condoning this, but if you do it, I understand. Crackstreams.net apparently is a streaming platform online
where
you can get sporting events.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And watch them there, and apparently it's like in 4K.
Nice. Okay.
Good quality.
Decently accurate in terms of the timing and everything?
I haven't tried it out yet, but other people told me that's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Now, it was funny because I was like, all right, cool. I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at like the schedule for the Warriors, and they have 17 games in January.
Mm-hmm.
98% of them are on TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so I guess I don't have anything to worry about. Between NBA TV, I think they play the Knicks once or twice, so MSG, and ESPN and TNT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much covered.
Do you have NBA Network as well?
I have NBA TV. Channel. NBA, okay. Yeah, I have NBA TV. Because that used to be like the channel where you would catch random Warriors games on.
Yeah.
Because they're on the West Coast or whatever have you.
Yep.
They played that game the other night. It was not last night. I think it was like 10:30 on like Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This whole bars and everything closing down early, you would have thought it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, This is so late now. I used to remember. I used to be like, this is terrible. Why does my body feel like it's 2 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't stay up and watch this game. I was like, it's only 10:30 at night.
Right.
This is crazy. I'm like, I gotta. That's the other thing. I'm trying to condition my body back to how it was before the bars shut down at like 10 p.m. I'm trying to like condition my body to get back there, because what's gonna happen is that we're gonna find the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Everything's gonna stay open super late again.
Right.
2 a.m. 3 a.m. And no, everybody's gonna be fatigued because everybody's gonna be tired as hell by 10 o'clock.
Right.
It was like, no. You got like another like 6 hours. You're like, what? So I'm trying to condition myself to
get back to that night owl lifestyle.
And not even crazy night owl, but just, you know, not getting sleepy around 11 o'clock at night.
I'm already a bit. I'm already. I know.
Yeah,
I love it.
You live a different life.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand.
Oh no. Yeah. No. Yeah. Like if I had to work till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that would be a different, completely different story. But I would also not be up at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So that helps. So typically you don't do both.
Right.
And if you do, then God bless you. You power through more than I can.
Right. But yeah. So I'm just trying to condition my body back to regular bar hours, even though the bar closes early.
Right.
Because I just feel like I'm going to need that soon.
Sure. Cross fingers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The vaccine's making its way, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting there. At DJ Enrico, what's up with that mixtape, bro? Don't think I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I forgot. But anyway, I feel like we covered a lot today.
Yes, we did.
For not being around for the last 3 weeks. So I'd say, oh yeah, I wrote this one little thing here, this little blurb about Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts changed. Obviously, they used to have the styrofoam cups.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the paper cups. And I understand why they went to the paper cups. Try to be environment. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
They now changed the tops.
Okay.
They changed the lids on their coffee cups now.
Mm-hmm.
They went like full Starbucks now. Like with the little thing you stick in there.
Right. So now it's a sippy cup.
I am not a fan of it at all. I liked the lid that they had with the little tab thing you can cover it up with. Love that.
What's their reasoning for not having the tab anymore?
The tab thing, I don't know. But for the lid, it's another thing. It's like it's environment. Wow. It's environment reasoning. Okay. So I get it. It just sucks because now it's like if I don't have that little tab thing in the little hole in the dome lid, I got coffee spilling everywhere as opposed to the one where it had the little adjustable one. It was already on there. And then when you're ready, you just like flip it up and you like kind of fold it over.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's fucking annoying.
I have to imagine that it's cheaper doing it this way, but I can't see how. Because now it's two pieces. Now you got the little plastic piece and now you got the dome lid piece.
See, that doesn't make sense to me, though, because, like, you couldn't even tell me it's because we're using plastic in the lids, so we're going to go to a cardboard or, like, a recycled paper lid. Fine, but you're still using the plastic insert piece, so that doesn't make sense.
The only thing I can think of is it's got to be cheaper.
Of course.
It's got to be cheaper. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how either.
But it's got to be cheaper.
That is annoying, though.
And plus now, because I get it, paper cup, you want to be healthy, whatever like that, but now you grab that cup, that bad boy is hot.
Sure.
You're like, God damn. I'm like, can you give me another cup to put this in? Because they don't have sleeves there because they're not Starbucks. They're trying to be Starbucks. Not yet.
They don't have sleeves either?
No.
Shows you lost my butt from Dunkin' Donuts.
So you just got to get like a handful of napkins just to hold the coffee.
So what is it now? Like bring your own koozie or some shit? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, pretty much.
That's fucking annoying. All right, thanks.
Yeah. That and I think there's a man that has a crush on me at the Dunkin' Donuts I go to.
A gentleman.
A gentleman.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not saying in a in a sexual way.
Could it be a platonic man crush?
I think it's a... See, I wanted to say man crush, but maybe just crush. Maybe man crush isn't necessary anymore.
Well, it's 2021, right? It is because it connotes a crushing of between two men. Not necessarily...
Because the one day, like... And this is probably now, 2 years ago.
Okay.
I went in there, and I was like, can I please... And I noticed that, like... I wasn't paying attention because this is before I had the app, which is if you don't have an app for Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, you are fucking losing. I'm just throwing that out there.
Sure.
Whether you drink Starbucks or not or Dunkin' Donuts or not, you got to get the app. You have to. Oh, I don't want my info. Fuck that shit. Your information's already out there. But I went there, this pre-app, and I always get black coffee, hazelnut swirl syrup. That's it.
Okay.
Either a large or medium, depending on what type of day I'm having.
Sure. Yeah.
And I noticed every time this gentleman was in there, older gentleman, making my coffee, it always tasted weird. I was like, it's coffee. I mean, it tastes okay. I'm sorry.
I'm like, he stirred that with not the stir.
I watched, you know what's funny? I wasn't watching him make it, and then one day I watched him make it.
Hey.
Now, Dunkin' Donuts has this very interesting thing because they have all these different flavors and pumps and syrups, whatever have you. Dunkin' Donuts has hazelnut syrup.
Yes.
And then they have like a section of it's all syrup. So it's like hazelnut, coconut, blueberry.
Amaro, yeah, all those
flavors, right? And that's usually on the left.
Okay.
Right, they have the swirl pumps. So that's like hazelnut swirl syrup. I think vanilla swirl syrup. They only have like three or four of those. He kept giving me the hazelnut syrup, not the hazelnut swirl syrup.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, this sounds like something on fucking Seinfeld. But this really did happen. So I was like, hi. I was like, can I? Was like, I wanted the hazelnut swirl syrup. I didn't want the hazelnut syrup. And then he like kind of gave me an attitude about it.
Oh.
And he was like, well, what do you want? I was like, I asked for hazelnut swirl syrup in my coffee.
Right.
You gave me hazelnut syrup. And I pointed to what he gave me and what I wanted.
Right.
I want this.
So at that point in time, there should no longer be confusion of what I wanted.
I'm sorry if I know the difference between these two things, and I don't even fucking work here.
Right.
And he gave me a coffee, whatever, like that. And he's like one of those guys, he's not always there. He was like the nighttime guy at Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Okay.
So every once in a while, I noticed that if I had to go to work late and I had stopped at the Dunkin' Donuts, I know I'd run into him because it was like, oh shit, it's like 4 o'clock. I was like, this guy's gonna fucking be there. So I go in there and I grab my coffee. And then like after a couple times, like I would just go in there, just grab my coffee and fucking leave.
Sure, yeah.
And then a couple times he would actually like be like, you know, hey, you know, take care. Have a good. I was like, oh, thanks, you know, whatever. And as time progressed, I guess he started working more day shifts. And I go to his one...
You come in during the day. So
he followed me. So I guess what ended up happening was that, like, I don't know if, like, they told him or whatever like that. Like, maybe, like, you know, this guy comes in, like, every day. Which I do. I go into Dunkin' Donuts a lot. Because it's... A lot of times, it's like, I'll just grab a cup of coffee on my way to work. Because it's right next to all, like, the major roads and highway that I need to get to. So I always just hop, you know, mobile app, and it's connected to a gas station, so I pull in, get gas, mobile app it, walk right in, walk right out.
Yep.
This guy's yelling my name now, waving, all smiles and everything like that, and I'm like...
No, that's a man crush. That's not just a crush. That's a man crush.
I'm like, wow.
You forgot your glazed stick. You're like, I didn't order a donut. He's like, you forgot your glazed stick.
I'm like... You know what? You keep that.
Yeah, right?
It's like, wow, it's funny how time changes.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was just like, Jesus, what the hell happened? Right. I feel like, because the people that are there during the day, like, I see them all the time.
Right.
Like, here's like, hey, what's up? You're blah, blah, blah. So maybe they were kind of like, yo, like, this dude's in all the time. Like,
right.
I don't know if words were exchanged or whatever. Like, I was like, yo, this guy spends, like, money every day. He's even, like, I get free coffee through the app. I don't get it through that.
Yeah, it's like, buy six kits.
It's like rewards points. In that sense. But it was just very funny. It's funny now. So now every once in a while, like I go in there, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to deal with this guy now. Like to go in there and just get. I just want to go in there and get my coffee and like run out.
Yeah, right.
But there are times where literally, like, he's yelled, like, I'm my hand is on the door leaving.
Right.
Yells my name thinking, like, I forgot something. And he's just like, hi.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, hey. I'm like, have a good day.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I like the way you didn't like me.
Yeah, right.
I like the way you didn't like me. Now you like me. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with that? I don't know.
You have a man admirer.
A man admirer. Uh-huh. I was going to say man crush. I was like, but
it could be a he crush.
He crush?
Yeah. Again, I think it's platonic. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, man, like anything like that. You know,
No.
I definitely think it's platonic. Like,
oh yeah, no, it's. You know, I don't know. All of a sudden, I became fucking cool in this guy's eyes.
But you know,
or maybe
what?
He's making fun of me. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe he's like mocking me. I mean, I really don't care either way.
I don't think so. But.
I'm like, I don't care either way. You're like, yeah, fuck that guy. Hi, Kev.
Right.
How are you?
Right.
Okay. See you later. Fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's then happening behind the scenes.
Then walk in and start doing it to him first.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like,
name.
Hey, doesn't matter. Like, hey, buddy, just say hi. Hey.
See,
swirl syrup. It's good this time. Like, fuck you.
See, now that's getting into a.
Now you're getting
now it's like too much interaction. Mm-hmm. I don't want to interact.
Right.
No. I just want to be in and. Like, there are times hence I just want to be
using,
in and
hence also
out.
Why I'm using the app. Like, I literally don't even want to tell somebody.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, I don't want to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to talk to people. Like, I'm a social person, but there are times where I just don't really want to talk to people. And I'm just kind of like, I just want to get my coffee and leave.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments where I was like, yeah, well, yeah, I'll sit and I'll talk to people, whatever like that. He's like, hey, you know, talk about the game, whatever like that. But there are times where I'm just kind of like, and I feel like everybody gets to that point.
Your day also requires you to be a lot more social. Like, your day-to-day job and everything requires you to be a lot more social than most other people's.
Yeah.
So I can understand why that energy level eventually just goes, like, I just gotta go.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm gonna start going in there. Like, yo, I know Kevin.
You're not gonna know the guy, though.
I'll ask every single one of them. I have no problem with that. I know which guest. I know which one you're talking about. I'll go to it every day at different times.
That's funny. Well, anyway, I guess.
Psst, I know Kevin. What the fuck? I'm like, all right, I'll come back later.
It's like, hey, you want to know where he lives?
Yeah.
He lives like right around the corner. Let's go see him.
Let's go. Oh, can you imagine? And you know what? At that point in time, I'm not using the front door. I'm going to knock on your fire escape door, too.
I open up that little curtain in the fire escape door, and I see that man standing out there. I'm going to be like, I'm calling the police.
I'm like, I also then on me. You're like, all right, Bobby, you have 30 seconds to get the fuck out of here. Leave him here.
I'm calling the cops.
Right.
I'm like, you are stalking me now, sir.
You're like, he just looks into their side windows. I'm like, hi, Kev.
I was like, there's like stairs there. You're scaling that right. I'm like, you're scaling that window right now. That's like, we're like three floors up.
Are you hanging down from the roof? You're like, hi, Kev.
I have nightmares about this guy now.
Yeah, right. All your windows are shut all the time.
Yeah, I'm just getting nightmares about this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a nightmare about Trevor Lawrence. This is before the Jets won games. It's going to sound crazy. I had a dream.
We ruined him, too.
I had a dream. It was so real that he died of COVID-19.
Huh.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, he died? Of COVID-19 to the point where I was like, I felt like I was watching the news and whatever, and then I would go to work. It was like, boy, the Jets suck so bad that the one time they get a quarterback, he like dies. Like, that's like I feel like somebody said that to me in the dream. I was like, this is like unreal. Like, this really happened. And then I like woke up from the dream and literally was like on like Twitter and be like, this guy really died. It felt so
just start
real.
Going to trending. Like, please be Trevor Lawrence.
It felt so real that this guy died. And then next thing you know, the Jets won that first game. And I was like, maybe this was a sign. Maybe this was like.
And in the Jets' eyes, he's now dead.
Well, yeah. Man. It was crazy.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, I was like, this is like not fun.
No. Yeah, no.
But you know what, Trevor Lawrence, have fun in Jacksonville.
Enjoy that.
We didn't want you anyway. It's like the hot girl. It's just like, you know what? She's got She's got like smelly feet.
Right?
Yeah.
You ever see her way her ring finger looks? Like it just.
Oh. She's got man hands. I'm going to find every possible right. thing wrong with mm-hmm. him just to be like, see, we didn't really need him.
No.
Guys? Yeah.
His left elbow is bigger than his right elbow is.
He's got like a lazy eye.
Mm hmm.
I don't even think any of those things are true. But no. I'm just trying to. We're just going to keep coming up with excuses why the Jets don't want Trevor Lawrence now.
He's got dangerous.
We don't need him.
Yeah.
But that whole thing with Trevor Lawrence and the Jets, you always have to have a plan B, right?
In life. I don't know if we even have that yet.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I like Joe Douglas. I think we'll figure it out.
But in life, you always have to. Because honestly, you know what? You know, the story is always like, oh, you know, I really was trying to go after this girl and started talking to this girl. And next thing you know, we're married. We have 3 kids.
Sure.
So this could very well be that case.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Always have a plan B. In life, plan B. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you go to a bar and you want a specific drink and they don't have it, have a backup.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a nice restaurant and you look up the menu online and you really want like the filet and for some odd reason it's not there. Have a backup plan.
Yep.
Just with everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Can't go wrong with having a backup plan.
Nope. A good, solid plan B.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always have a plan B. And, hell, if things go your way, make sure you might have to take that plan B every once in a while. Just in case. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The plan B leads to the other plan B. It's over the counter. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's fine at this point.
Yeah. Just take it within, I want to say 36 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. And on that note, I think we can get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you guys soon. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
Rabbit Hole Podcast at Hair of the Blog on all social media. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.